Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, January 23rd, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in Bill's story. We're on page 14, the fifth full paragraph, beginning with, "While I lay in the hospital," ending with, "They in turn might work with others." And we're going to read and comment on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Diane M.C. reading the 12 steps, Diane B. reading the 12 traditions, Janice P.M. will be reading the text, Kathy M. is reading page 164, and Vanessa G. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Christina M., and announcements will be Jody E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, January 22nd, 2025, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 23,150 or 23150. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,152 or 23152. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which were suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Diane M.C. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Hello, precious Vision family. This is Diane M.C. of Chicagoland and a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane M.C. I will now ask Janelle T. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning. Oh, no. Why do I have the wrong name down there? I am so sorry. I will now ask Diane B. So sorry, Diane, to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaders Anonymous. Hey, Diane.
No problem. I think Chanel subbed for me last week, and I heard she did a great job, so thank you for that. Okay, so I'm Diane B., grateful to be recovered here in New York, soon to be covered in 15 inches of snow. Oy. All right, 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants that do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse any related facility or outside enterprise. Problems, less problems of
Diane,
money.
We're losing you. You're kind of choppy.
All right, hold on. Okay, I took you off speaker. Does that help?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Hello?
Thank you. Yes, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Yep, you're welcome. I think I was on 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we make committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous have no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, and then press *1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in Bill's story, page 14. The fifth full paragraph, beginning with, while I lay in the hospital, ending with, they in turn might work with others. And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Janice P.M. to begin reading. Good morning, Janice.
And pardon me, and good morning to you, Stephanie. I'll thank you for your service. Now, my name is Janice P.M., and I live in Boston, Massachusetts, waiting for the snow to come, and I'll be reading, and I'm recovered from compulsive overeating. Paragraph 5, while I lay in the hospital, the thought came that there were thousands of hopeless alcoholics who might be glad to have what had been so freely given me. Perhaps I could help some of them. They, in turn, might work with others. Wow, what a dynamite paragraph teaching me, following these directions. Yeah, you know, now this is Bill's story, and you know, it's mine too, except, you know, it is my story also. So you see, he did, you know, he finished the first 11 steps. He had a spiritual awakening as the results of the steps. Now he's going to try to carry the message to others. That's the second part that I experienced with this 12th step. It doesn't stop there. while I lay in the hospital, I don't know about you, but when I was in the hospital in the past, I would be dying to get out and dying to go eat a good, some food. Like, I didn't like hospital food. But look at what Bill did. A thought came to him. Imagine, he was like thinking. He was saying, thinking how he came to think about hopeless, compulsive overeaters, alcoholics, or whatever. So he's bringing hope, which is a wonderful thing. So because he was so enthusiastic because he received this gift of recovery, you know, from a hopeless state of mind that he had before, and his body. So he wanted to, you know, we know that, you know, he says it was so freely given to me by his higher power, whom I choose to call God, and he calls God also, that, you know, he wants to give it away. He doesn't want to keep it for himself. You know, there could be a puddle of water with dirty water, and if you don't make a hole in it and let it go through, it's going to stay muddy and smelly. But with us, we have so much hope, and we may sound like we're just, you know, oh, yeah, la, 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 but we're so enthusiastic because we're living so different today. So I know I can tell you what happened to me many years ago. My brother was alcoholic. He brought the big book to us, the family, and the first thing I thought of was, oh boy, because my brother said all the answers are in this book. And I said, oh good, maybe I can fix him. But you see, insane thinking, because today, and of course from my brother, came to me, came to my son, came to my niece, and that's how it spread in my family and to, I know, many others in the fellowship. So he's thinking, what a thought. He's going to try to carry this message to help. That's the only reason why I do this, help another person and give it away. I just want to say one more thing that's so important for me is that I don't do it to try to give them the results of the spiritual awakening, because only God can do that. I just have to keep trying, no matter what. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Janice PM. What a great way to get us started. Well, we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. If you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share too. I'll remind you when your time is up. And if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Susan G.
Heather White from Los Angeles.
Susan G. I've got Christina J.
Margaret
Heather
O.
Y.
I've got Margaret O. And Margaret, where are you calling from?
I'm currently in California.
Okay, gotcha.
Debbie B. from Salt Lake City.
That was Debbie B.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was someone else in there too. Didn't get. Well, I have Susan G., Christina J., Margaret O., Debbie B. Did I miss someone? Maybe not. Is there anyone else who wants to get in on this lineup? Okay. Well, we'll stop there. We'll go ahead and start with Susan G., followed by Christina J. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you, Janice, for getting us going, and for the rest of Team Friday for their service today. It's so nice, first of all, to not feel hopeless anymore, to live in this solution, which was graced me, you know, over two decades ago, even though I was listening for a lot longer than that. And the reminder, you know, yesterday we talked about anything is better than the way you were. And in order to stay the way I am today, I have to apply all of these principles in all of my affairs, and working with others for me is non-negotiable. And when I first speak with people, I say, and when you work with somebody else and take this down and don't forget, and when you offer this to somebody else, and even before we're sponsoring, we're already working with others, right? We're in fellowship, we're here together. And it is such a great gift to give this away, because the generosity and the love that was given here to me, there's no price on it. There's no price on it. From kind people in meetings when I would sit in the back of the room. Would you like to sit up here? Not really, no. Would you like to come out for a cup of tea with us? Not really, no. But I would go. You kept on opening my heart. You kept on welcoming me. You kept on loving me and giving it to me so freely. And I paid so much over the years to try and get well and do other methods. Certain things help, which are outside of, you know, what we do as sponsors, absolutely. But all the pain ways, all the dieting, all the injections, everything never got me to where I am today. And it is the greatest gift and the greatest joy to be able to pass this on and to see somebody else no longer feel hopeless, to see the light return in their eyes. So that thing that happens to us, in order to keep it, I have to give it away each and every single day. And not just with all of you, I have to give it away in the world that surrounds me, at work, in my family. So truly grateful. Happy Friday. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. Susan G. from California. Next, we've got Christina J., followed by Margaret O. Hey, Christina.
Hey there, everybody. Christina J. in Washington State. What really stuck out to me is be glad to have what had been given, so freely given me. I've been given a way to stay clean from the food. I've been given 12 steps to stay free from the food. I've been given myself. I found myself through this program. I found what I was buried by, found all the things that were in the way of my freedom from myself. I found an excruciatingly deep relationship with my higher power, which can wax and wane with the challenges of life that come along. I found the core of my deepest wound, which came up again in me yesterday, and I walked around with a lot of fear and confusion about it, because we think we get healed, right? We think the wound heals over, and it does, but then something presses on it, and God says, there's more to look at, there's more to look at. And because of this program, I was able to take it to an 11th step and unbury what was the real pain. What a gift. And now, because of all these things I've gone through in my life, I can have the deepest compassion in my own personal unique story of helping someone through things, challenges, helping someone that is buried in the food begin to uncover in this steps what's holding them back from living a complete and free life in joy and peace, and to walk a personal relationship with something that loves them, something they don't have to prove anything to them, something they don't, it's not a human power that we have to jump up and down on tables to get their attention and love from. We don't have to feel funny about this wonderful personal relationship with this higher power that loves us. We want love. Ultimately, we want love and acceptance. So I have a lot to give that was given so freely to me just by working these steps, by my fellows in this program, by my God, who says, come on, girl, let's get going here. Come on down this road, even though you don't understand it. Come on. This is the only way to freedom, to put the food down and find what's there. Because the food is just the top layer. It just is the top layer. Sometimes I still want to turn to it when I get into places, but I know the horror of countless relapses, and I don't want to go back there. And so I do the work, the painful work. It's painful to have these wounds pressed on, but in the end, I have a deeper love and empathy and compassion for others. I never used to have that. I would see heavy people and just think nothing of it. Now when I see a heavy person, even though they may or may not be a compulsive overeater, I hurt because I know what it's like to be there. And I know what it's like to be in places of confusion in the heart, feeling lonely, like an outcast, like being rejected. I know all of these things that I can bring to someone and hold space for them and love them as we work the steps together. So why wouldn't I want to give this away? Why? Because I don't have a reason why. I'd just be staying in selfishness, going along my own little la-la-la merrily way. And I must be getting close to time. So I love you all. Thank you for being there for me, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Christina J. from Washington State. Next, we've got Margaret O., followed by Debbie B. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Thanks for your service and everybody being here and for all the shares so far. Margaret O. from Connecticut, but currently in California. Yeah, this is such a turning point. It's such a hopeful point in this story, Bill's story. And, you know, I can't help but look back at the previous paragraphs here. You know, here right beforehand, the good doctor now sees many men who have had such experiences. He knows they are real. And, you know, Bill is describing something very monumental, that this, you know, he felt like he was, I felt lifted up as though the great clean wind of a mountaintop blew through and through. I mean, that's a profound experience. And it's inspiring for me to take note of this. And this, he knows they are real. The doctor's saying he knows they are real. You know, it makes me think I can pray, I can sit with God, I can, you know, take the action, but I have to feel like I'm not alone. I mean, I have to be focused. I can't just be distracted, like, you know, by something and a thought or something I need to do later. I have to settle in and go soft in my belly and receive. And that's not something I'm used to doing. I don't walk around all day doing that. And I have to stop and really take time to do that and be conscious of the presence of a God who is seeking me. I'm going to get choked up here. Who is loving me and who's teaching me, you know, what is my God saying? You know, if I can stop and just breathe and just, you know, receive and you know, I need that power and to believe that it's real. I mean, I can be the skeptic. I can scoff and say, oh, you know, yeah, God's there. I know he's there, but I got to do this. You know, I got to figure this thing out. It's just like stop and just let God in, you know, and once I do that, you know, I can feel lifted up and I can feel relieved from the bondage of self. And that naturally leads to wanting to help others. I mean, it's just, it's a connection. You want to just have it. It's that whole mountaintop experience. So, you know, it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful chapter. And I just love Bill and I'm just grateful for this program. And for all that it's taught me and for all my fellows. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Margaret O. from really Connecticut, currently in California. But that was perfect timing, Margaret. Thanks. Thanks for your share. And then we have Debbie B. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Debbie B., compulsive overeater just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. Not having snow, but we need it. And usually have a lot of it. So I was looking at this paragraph and thinking about how Bill is thinking these thoughts while he's still in the hospital. I tried to imagine myself, if this happened to me, I just had this amazing spiritual experience that our previous speaker was just talking about, our previous share, that was so beautiful. And I think that's why that is the reason why he is suddenly thinking of others, because I don't think I can think of others unless God is helping me, because otherwise I'm just so selfish. But while he's still in the hospital, he is thinking, who else can I help? Who else can I help? And I don't think that was really part of his personality before. And the rest of his life, boy, did he show us the service, the person of service that he became. Right now, I am reworking the steps. I've been in and out of relapse for 18 months, and I am on step 9, and I am on the receiving end of this right now. I'm not sponsoring because I'm reworking the steps, and it's a miracle that I can even be on step 9. And making amends, which are hard, but also so great. This is my favorite step, and it's the hardest. But I think when the things that are the hardest are done by us, then we receive more joy and more peace and more strength. But I am on the receiving end, and I have an amazing sponsor who is giving freely of her time. She's extremely busy, and she is sharing her time with me to be of service, to help me get through these steps and to be the conduit that God speaks to me through. And I hear it. She'll say things, and I'll think, I don't know where that came from, but I know it came from God. Well, I do know where it came from. It came from God. And the other day, a lady put her name out for outreach, and so I took it, and she needed to do a fear. And it was one of those times as I'm listening to her, so this is the only way really that I'm being of service right now, since I can't sponsor, is talking with others. And she shared a fear with me, and she was talking about her little girl and what she was going through. And this is a woman I've never spoken to on the other side of the world. And I don't know her. I don't know her little girl. But as she was speaking to me, I felt so much compassion for both her and her daughter. And I wanted to just take that little girl and give her a hug, a little girl I will never meet. But as I'm just hearing these things, I almost had tears come to my eyes as I was hearing why this sweet mother was having this fear. And the words came to me immediately of feedback to give her that were not things I thought of, not things I came up with, but that God needed to say to her to help calm this fear and to help her be the most helpful mom to her little girl. And that is the thing that happens in program when we are not face down in the food, when I'm not face down in the food, so that I can hear God, and I can hear what someone else is saying to me without having my own agenda of how long do I have to talk
and
how do I get these 3 calls done. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Debbie B. from Utah. And let me fill you in if you're just joining us. We are in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in Bill's story on page 14, 5th full paragraph, beginning with, while I lay in the hospital, ending with, they in turn might work with others. And we're going to read, and we read, and are commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And just a reminder that if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. If you'd like to share, let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Wendy M.
Joy M.B. California.
Was that Joy M.B.?
Colleen
California?
L.
California, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I think I heard Colleen L. And where are you calling from, Colleen?
Oh, sorry about that. Colleen L. from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Colleen.
Danielle T., Colorado.
Okay, Danielle T. from Colorado. Got ya.
Janice K., Oregon.
Got you, Janice. Probably we'll be able to get another one in if there's anyone else who wants to get on this next lineup. Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. I've got Wendy M., Joy M.B., Colleen L., Danielle T., and Janice K. So we're going to go ahead and start with Wendy, followed by Joy M.B. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Yeah, I'm Wendy. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. So much to say here. So the first is, where did that thought come, right? Like this is a moment of transformation. You know, transformation for me was me first, and a little more me first. And now it's not me first, right? Like the feeling of usefulness, there's nothing like it. The bedevilments say we weren't useful. We weren't of help to anyone. The feeling of being helpful to somebody, there's nothing like that feeling in the world. It's like we have an assignment from God, right? Now we're on assignment. And God says, Wendy, I need you to be useful today. When I do my writing, I don't say, God, you know, could you just fix all of these things? I say, God, what is your assignment this morning? And God always says, help someone. And, you know, like last night I was on a meeting, I shared, and somebody texted me like, that's exactly what I needed to hear. You know, I'm not doing this. God is demonstrating through us. It's God. I always say, God, you're a show off, right? And that's what happens. And I'm gonna get off my big shotism here and just tell you guys what happened over my vacation, right? The thought came to me, not to help another person, but to not investigate what was in the salad dressing. So twice the thought came to me, like Jim, you know, it's okay. We're on vacation. I'm thousands of miles away from home. I can have salad dressing, right? I mean, more about alcoholism is more about lying. It's more about thinking, right? It's more about my lying. So what do I get to do today? I get to get on my knees, start on step one, and read this beautiful book again and again and again, right? Because that's what we get to do. And here's the miracle of it. We get to be useful at any time. And being useful saves Wendy, to get out of Wendy, to get out of me first. Bill, this is a Bill moment. This is the transformational moment. This is the rearranged moment. We get rearranged, right? My thoughts, my motives, my ideas get pushed aside for something else, which is, who can I help today? How can I be useful to somebody? How can I get out of selfish, self-centered, self-seeking? What a relief to get out of ourselves every day. What a relief to say, God, what is my assignment today? How can you demonstrate through me so I can help another human being? It's the best feeling in the world. Thanks so much for letting me share. Pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Wendy M. from California. Next, or Colorado. Why is it California? All right, next we have Joy MB, followed by Colleen L. Good morning, Joy.
Thank you. Good morning you, and good morning to our Visions family. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service, and to everybody who puts this program on. I am so grateful to have these Visions meeting every morning. I am Joy MB from California, in recovery, praise God. You know, this program alone is evidence that there is a higher power. I've been in the hospital a lot thanks to my overeating. And when you're in there and you're alone for so many hours, you have time to connect, whether you want to connect or not. And I am so grateful for my sponsor now, who taught me how to connect. I had a sponsor initially who went ready, set, go, 1 week you're done with the steps. And of course, I didn't get it at all. Then I bought a workbook and tried to go through myself. No, that's, forget that one. That got me nothing. But then I got a sponsor, a wonderful sponsor, who soaked me in the steps. She started reading on page one, and we read every day, 30 minutes, talked and discussed, and I understood the steps. And I've had more than a year and a half of absence as a result of that. For the first time in my life, 2 days, I didn't touch anything that I would usually gobble up like an absolute cow. And so I am grateful for this program, which is, to me, evidence that my higher power is here, exists, is available, and taking care of me every moment of every day. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Joy MB from California. Next, we have Colleen L., followed by Danielle. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. This is Colleen L. from Long Island, New York. What came up for me during that reading was, when I came into program over a decade ago, when I first came in and I had a working with a sponsor, and it was so mind-blowing to me that this person was showing up for me without any kind of an ulterior motive, not wanting anything in return, just showing up neutrally, willing to guide me. It was mind-blowing because I was so selfish, so it didn't occur to me that someone else would be willing to do something like that. It was powerful, incredible, and
I remember thanking the person and just being so overwhelmed. And I said, how do I even thank you for what you're doing for me? And I remember she said, you pass it on. That's how you say thank you. And it's amazing as the transformation happens that I can appreciate what a privilege it is to show up for sponsees today, that I get to witness their transformation is such a gift to me. And it's just beautiful the way it works, and it's incredible to first come in and just be really confused and then get to a place where I can really appreciate and really feel like it truly is a privilege to work with others. And I get reminded of all the things that I need to hear as I give guidance. So that's all I got. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Colleen L. from New York. Next, we've got Danielle T., followed by Janice K. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, my fellows. My name is Danielle T., and I'm in Colorado. Just so happy to share on this meeting today. Another thing that strikes me, in addition to all the things you have all said so beautifully, is the word perhaps. Perhaps I could help someone, Bill said, and perhaps they could help others. He had no guarantees. He simply had the hope and the desire to do good and carry a message. And that divinely inspired idea was the spark that put this entire program in motion. And for that, I am so, so grateful. And I, too, in my sponsoring, have no way of knowing that I will be able to help another person. But all that matters is that I try and that I have the desire. In all the years I have worked the steps in OA, 25 years, going in and out, sometimes going out because I was too selfish or afraid to help others, this is the first time I am actually witnessing sponsees getting it, completing all the 12 steps, getting that neutrality. And it has been such an amazing gift. In the past, like I said, I'd go out before these things could happen. So I never got to realize what that could feel like. So when I came back in February of last year, I knew I had to see this thing through. I worked the steps, received the gift of neutrality, and despite not feeling confident in my abilities as a sponsor, I just started doing it. And yes, the neutrality to food was a huge gift, but the biggest gift has been seeing my sponsees recover and share on this meeting. It's just amazing to me. This, of course, was not my doing. I was simply doing God's work, and God worked or spoke through me. It just kept showing up, but the joy of it has brought me so much joy. I mean, it has brought me so much joy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle T. from Colorado. Next, we've got Janice K. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. This is Janice K. from Oregon. I think the thing that strikes me about this paragraph is that this time when God touched him, it took. Bill had other times when he felt touched by God. There was the incident in the cathedral, Winchester Cathedral, when he felt the presence of God. But he didn't receive it, and it didn't take. So the other thing that really strikes me about this is there's a word that's not popular in OA that I'd like to hear used a bit more, or maybe just acknowledged. We say willingness, action, surrender, and sometimes we mean obedience. He had this vision. His higher power reached down and touched him. And he persisted. He didn't give up. He was, 6 months before he found his first protege, let's call him. But he kept trying. He came back and he kept trying. He had the vision, and he let it grow. He let it blossom. He kept opening the door for God to do God's work through him. So that's what I see here, is that ongoing wrestling with obedience, as it is, if you want to call it that. Call it whatever you want. It's kind of like a higher power thing. You get to pick your words. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Janice Kay in Oregon. And we've got time. We have time for, let's see, probably two, maybe three more shares. If you'd like to share, let us know your first name, last initial. Okay, I think I heard Nancy LJ.
Yep.
Is that correct? Where are you calling from?
California.
California. And who was after Nancy?
Kathy from Louisiana.
What's your last initial, Kathy?
D.
D as in cat?
No, D as in daddy.
Got you. Okay.
D as, thank you.
Got you. Well, why don't we go with these? Oh, we may be able to get a third, and I'm not sure, but let me grab a name.
Brenda S. from Washington State.
Brenda S. Please. From Washington. All right. I've got Nancy LJ, Kathy D., Brenda S. We'll start with Nancy LG, followed by, or LJ, sorry, followed by Kathy D. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Sorry to step on you there. I just got so excited there was time for me to pipe in today, and happy Friday. Grateful today to be recovered and day at a time. And I'm just tickled pink right now, you know, and I got to be honest, I really wasn't when I got up this morning. I worked late. I didn't sleep well. So just before I got on the meeting, I read my paragraph. I said my prayer, got on, and, you know, here it is 30 minutes later, whatever. And I have that jolt of hope, you know, this paragraph, it reminds me, you know, every paragraph, this Bill story has been amazing. But all the shares, there's just hope. And so I'm super grateful for that. And I'm looking forward to doing service and today. And I just did some service here a moment ago. I had a neighbor, I'm walking my dog, a neighbor passed me and I smiled and said good morning. And, you know, that stuff feels so good. And just getting out of myself and just putting a tiny bit of effort, it feels so good. So with that, happy Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy LJ from California. Next, we've got Kathy D, followed by Brenda S. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share, and thanks for everyone that has shared that before me. There was one that really got my attention, and it was about the obedience, and there was a couple of things before that. And, of course, I love that lady's number because that spoke to me. And that's the thing with me. It's obedience that I'm not doing. I'm very willing. I do a lot of service. I give a lot of myself. Very, very busy from morning till night. I'm constantly busy working, helping other people, doing meetings, and you name it. Okay, so but I'm in other meetings besides OA, and that's the thing. It's time for me to get back to OA, start using the tools of the program, and start taking care of myself by working this wonderful program. I'm not compulsively eating, but I do pick the wrong choices only because I want to, and I'm disobeying. And usually I'm tired, and I'll just pick something up just to, and that's the thing, because I'm so busy, and usually I'm tired, and I just pick up what's in front of me rather than eating what I'm supposed to be eating, which is a very God-given meal plan, okay? So I just wanted to speak that out there and let you guys know that I, when it comes to the time, I do want Janice's number, and thank you for allowing me to say this publicly, and admit that I am not doing right in my eating program. Thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy D. from Louisiana. And next we've got Brenda. It looks like we'll have a full 3 minutes for you, Brenda. Brenda S. from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me speak. I have been gone since last May. I was thinking this was not my problem. I started going to Al-Anon and thinking, okay, this is the main thing. Well, here I am 25 pounds later, and yeah, I don't have a lot of hope. Sorry, I'm not talking about the paragraph. But anyway, I don't have a lot of hope, but I have been listening for the last couple of weeks, and I'm hoping to get back in the swing of trying to figure out this whole thing. And I'm just thankful that you guys are, it's so cool to hear voices that I've heard before and people that I've talked to. So glad you guys are still here. Thank you for letting me speak. I pass.
We're so glad you're here, Brenda. Keep coming back. And we actually have a time for a 2-minute share. Who would like to take it?
Susan S.H.
Elaine S., New York.
Susan S.H., go for it.
Thank you. This is Susan S.H. in Ohio. I've been inspired this whole meeting thinking about the lead share and thinking about how these nudges that I get, and I get nudges, I get things inspired by my higher power, like Bill got at that moment. He made good on it. Sometimes my disease will argue those nudges and say, no, that sounds inconvenient. I don't think I want to do that. So, yeah, I'm asking my higher power today to help me be open and willing when I hear these nudges to follow up on them. And following up on them, I did. I kept thinking, well, maybe I can fit it. Maybe I can fit my share in and remind people we get nudges from this higher power we've come to trust. And I need to ask every day to be open, willing, and ready to act on them. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for this paragraph. Thank you for a great meeting. I appreciate it, and I will pass.
All righty. Thank you so much, Susan S.H. from Ohio. We literally have 30 seconds, so we'll just give that to newcomers to get sponsors. So we're going to go ahead and close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Vanessa G., can you please read A Vision for You? Vanessa G., can you hit star one to unmute, please?
Sure. This is Vanessa G. I'm a compulsive overeater in New Mexico, recovered one day at a time. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.